Welcome to Halicast, the official podcast of Halastar Forums. I'm your host, VL, and along with my co-host, Frouth, we work to bring you the latest in Pendragon each week. Join us for news, theories, discussion, and more. Happy Halicast. Well, not so happy Halicast. This is episode 8 for Halicast, the Pendragon Series podcast. My name is VL, and I will be one of your hosts for this episode. Frouth will be joining me later on, but he's sick right now. I don't know what's wrong with him, but that kid just keeps getting sick. And, I'm doing this segment by myself. He was with us for the other segments, but he's sick again, so we can't do the intro. And this is just because his mic's broken, and so he can't record from his house, and he would have to come over here to record, and he can't get over here because he's sick. So we're really sorry about that. He just keeps getting sick. I'm not going to blame that on him. It's not his fault. But in all honesty, I mean, it's been a couple weeks in a row. We're really, really sorry. I'm sure Frouth would be sorry if he was here, but he's not, as I said. And I hope you guys are able to enjoy the show anyway. We got some good stuff lined up. Anyway, I just think I'll jump into some news this week. There is, of course, no Pendragon news. When is there ever Pendragon news? But there's a bit of Halonet news. Our top headline this week, HaloWiki now has its spoiler policy being discussed. It's being developed. Over there, all the administrators and SysOps, including myself, Aloha Soy, Cameron,
and Frouth,
all of these people, we're all, and if you're just a member on HaloWiki, then you can go over and check it out, help us out. And if you're not a member on HaloWiki, then you should go over and sign up anyway, and you can check out HaloWiki at because that takes you to a different site. HaloWiki is halowiki.wikisite.com. That's HaloWiki, that's HaloWiki dot wiki-site.com. There's a hyphen in there between wiki and site, so remember that. And some other very interesting news. I'll talk about this a bit. Halicast actually now has, we have a voicemail service. And if you have a theory or an idea or a comment or a complaint or a we hate you, we probably won't play the hate mail ones on the show, but if you've got something burning desire that you just want heard on Halicast and you don't want to record yourself on Audacity because I know that can be a pain, you can now call the number 206-202-1305, that's 206-202-1305, and after the beep, well, after I talk, you'll get to hear my lovely voice again, with my Canadian accent, and then this other guy will talk, who works for the service, I guess, he's not actually going to talk to you, it's just a robot voice thing, and it's pre-recorded. And you can record your voicemail. I think there is a time limit on it, but so try to keep it short. And then we will get that lovely little audio clip, and we might play that on the show. And just a reminder that this number is not toll-free. It will probably cost you money. So, but again, 206-202-1305 to send us a voicemail. Anyway, and up and coming on this show, we have a Circle of Klee on Uncle Press, as announced on last week's Circle of Klee. We didn't get any theories on that. You guys have to get more adamant about sending in your theories. When I announce a Circle of Klee topic, I mean it. I mean, you guys have to halicast@gmail.com. You send your ideas there, and we read them on the show. Or we don't, if they're not good. Well, just kidding. Also, we also have coming up a special feature segment, our second special feature segment ever, on the Pendragon graphic novels to be released soon on I think they're coming out on the same day as Raven Rise. I'll have to look that up. And that's a very controversial topic in the fandom, and we're going to tackle that by the horns. Take it, tear it to pieces, throw it away, ruin it. Well, not ruin it. Also, we've got a Quillen Games, because you really can't have an episode of Halicast without the Quillen Games, where we will tell you who won last week, what the question is this week, and all the fun Quillen Games stuff, and how you can get in on the Quillen Games. And if you don't know what the Quillen Games is, then you will find out in the segment. Also, if you have any segment ideas for next week's episode and coming episodes, please feel free to go on over to Halastar and the Halicast board, where there is an Ideas for Future Episodes thread. And you can post all your ideas for future segments there, because we need ideas for segments. Because if you keep doing these same segments, episode and episode again, they get really boring, and people don't want to listen to you anymore, which I have a feeling you guys probably don't want to listen to me ramble on at high speed right now, like I'm doing, because it's getting really boring. So I'm just going to press on to the Circle of Cleith on Uncle Press. So look forward to that, and let's move on with the show. It's time for a Halicast roundtable discussion. Join our hosts as they tackle a topic in the Pendragon series on
the Circle of Cleith.
Hey guys, and welcome back to the Circle of Klee, the first Circle of Klee with Frelftasticness back for episode 8. I'm VL.
And I'm Buzzy McKillington.
What?
Buzzy McKillington.
And what obscure television reference did you take that one from?
Family Guy.
Oh. See? He's very quick to answer. He knows exactly where it's coming from.
Well, of course. I need to know where my references are coming from.
He plans this stuff every day.
Yeah,
no, like
I do.
10, like an hour in advance. He's sitting there thinking.
I'm just a nerd, I guess.
That was a pretty good episode of Family Guy, though, with the Buzzy McKillington. Anyway, this week's Circle of Cleety topic is Uncle Pressington. This topic sort of got decided last week on a whim after we talked with DE for a bit. And I couldn't believe it.
You think you mean you?
I talked with DE for a bit,
yeah.
Because Frelf was still being lazy and wouldn't record.
Lazy, yeah, that's the word. Puking my guts out is lazy now.
You know.
I'll try not to be sick from now on.
Last time I was sick, I got a really good story for this. Last time I was sick,
yes.
if you don't like gross stuff out there, plug your ears or pause your iPod or something. But when I was sick, right, I was really sick and I was like throwing up and stuff. this is pretty good. I had to throw up really, really bad.
No, why do you have to throw up really, really bad?
No, I didn't
you
throw
take,
up.
Like,
I did not. No, listen. This is a story. I didn't have to throw up that bad, but my mom thought I did. So she got this medicine out of the back of her cupboard that was supposed to help your stomach stuff. And so she gave me a spoonful of it, swallowed it down. I felt okay. Wasn't feeling that good. And she told me, this is all going to be fine. I said I didn't feel that good, but, She said, go to your room and just lay down for a bit. So I walked into my room. It was Sunday, and The Amazing Race was on that night. And I'm a reality TV nerd, so I wanted to watch The Amazing Race. I went over to turn on my TV. I turned on my TV, and I looked over. And I threw up. And this was because of the medicine. And I threw up projectile vomit onto the wall. And this, if you're listening to this and this is making you sick, I would recommend shutting this off because it gets worse from here. I threw up, and while I was throwing up, I turned, and it splattered all over my floor. I kept turning, and it went on my TV. I then turned again.
You're really smart.
Looked at my desk. Not with my computer on it, because I didn't have this computer yet. There's a bunch of books and papers and all this crap on my desk. And I threw up all over them. And my parents, were parents. And while I sat in the living room watching The Amazing Race, my dad cleaned it up. And God bless him for it, because I wouldn't be doing it.
Anyway, on topic.
That was a pretty disgusting story.
long one, too.
It was intense. Anyway, on the subject of Uncle Press, we talked briefly last week with Defying Expectations. About whether or not Uncle Press is the king of Hala. I don't know. Well, was at one point. Because I saw... Well, I've seen before theories that he might have chosen the Travelers and that he was not actually traveling himself but pretending to be so that he could prepare Bobby.
Well, then who would be the penultimate Traveler from Second Earth?
Exactly. Maybe it was
same
like...
thing.
Yeah, that's... that was an idea that a bunch of people seemed to have. But if it was St. Dane, but being the king of Hala, if Press was the king of Hala, does that mean he chose the Travelers? Well, obviously,
yeah.
But...
what else was he going to choose? There's no anti-Travelers other than St. Dane.
What if there... It,
but if he's
that's
a
different
traveler,
topic.
Then he's technically not an anti-Traveler.
Yeah. I guess. But if he's choosing the Travelers, then...
Well, what else was the alternative to pick?
Hmm?
What was his alternative to pick?
I don't know. But if he was choosing the Travelers, right,
Like, say he was choosing the Travelers.
I thought you meant chose the side of the Travelers, but you mean, like, picking out who.
Yeah, like, saying...
Okay, like, I get it, okay.
From Second Earth, I'm going to have this kid be a Traveler, and from Zedda, I'll have this kid be a Traveler, from, you know... How would you do that?
You'd see who would be good. I don't know. Who would be good at it.
Which makes me think, he was always hanging around Bobby, what if... Because he was pretending to be Bobby's uncle. I think it's pretty much obvious that he's not actually related to him.
Yeah, the Travelers don't have actual family.
Yeah. So he was pretending... What if the only reason he was around Bobby was to... Because he was scoping him out as being a possible Traveler in the future.
Because... Oh, wait. When you think about it... Listen. Look, think about it. A bunch of the Travelers... Gunny, Bobby, Spader...
They all met him
before. All of them... were told... Asia... All of them were told, or Asia, whatever, I don't know how to pronounce it.
It's Asia.
All of them were told by press that they were Travelers. Neva, Ellie, Siri, sort of. It was sort of Bobby, well, not really. Siri never met press. But all of these people were told that they were Travelers. Patrick, all of these people were told that they were Travelers by press.
Well, that's just because he's the lead Traveler. If there was another generation after Bobby's, it would be Bobby that would be telling them all.
But does lead Traveler mean...
King of Hala?
Exactly. Because it seems like he's choosing... How does he know? Because he always seems to know. He always says, when they got to Chloral, he said, Spader's the Traveler from Chloral. He doesn't know it yet, but he's the Traveler from Chloral. How did he know that? How did he know Gunny was the next Traveler from First Earth? How did he know Azure was the next Traveler from
Vila?
That's
probably something we're going to learn.
I hope
they
so.
They should definitely do a whole thing about Press's past.
They could. I saw a post on the Pendragon Adventure the other day, but a guy wanted DJ to write a sub-series about St. Dane's past. And I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I
sorry,
think
guys.
Press's past
would be more interesting. It's probably got this really greasy past.
I think they might do it like how they did Dumbledore. They just kind of, like, spent a chapter
or
so.
We always reference
kind of
Harry Potter.
Who?
So we may as well just turn it into, like, Harry Potter podcast. No.
I think this is my first reference to Harry Potter.
Yeah, I referenced it like 3 times in last week's show. Which you weren't here for, by the way.
Did we not just go through a conversation about why?
Yeah. I guess. Well, if... something else that I just want to touch on. Thinking about Uncle Press. Because he said to Bobby that... and I'll pull up this thread here on Halastar. I was just looking at this before the show. He said that he was going to see Bobby again. And that means that he's dead, but there's something else that means, like, this post by Defying Expectations sort of sums it up. She was on her show last week. She's administrator of Halastar Farms, literary discussion leader, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because I had to leave.
Yeah. Here's your post. Press told Bobby that he would see him again. He also said that Bobby would see his family again, along with the other dead travelers. Okay, that's all fine and dandy. How, though? When? Where? Is there another territory for the dead slash disappeared, or perhaps another section of a territory? Or is it more a state of mind rather than an actual place? Where have the Pendragons, Osa, Remudi, Press, etc. all gone? Go ahead and discuss. And then a little smiley face.
She left out Kasha.
That's true. You left out Kasha. Do you have something against cats?
I like the whole... Elong Planet of the Apes reference.
I don't know if I want to talk to D.E. anymore. He doesn't like cats. Oh, I should change her member title to Cat Hater.
No.
Except she wouldn't
we'll
understand
that later.
It. We'll do that later. She might not be very happy with that. MMM122 comments. I think it's a territory for the dead. I made a really short fanfic about the ending of the series. In the end... Okay.
I think we read that.
Yeah, we read that on the show.
Is it just for dead travelers or their families, or is it everybody?
I think it's just the dead travelers. Aloha, so I hear, I mean, a huge, huge territory. Let's see. Here's what I said. And if you've... Yeah, well, I'm not going to bother warning with spoilers for Harry Potter, because this isn't a Harry Potter podcast.
Plus
I
the
said,
book's been out for how long?
Yeah. If you haven't read Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows yet, where have you been?
Well, what if they're just not Harry Potter fans?
Then they obviously don't care, and we can spoil them anyway. It won't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
I said, that reminds me of the King's Cross chapter in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, and maybe it's like D.E. said, not so much a place, but something intangible, like an idea. They don't exist, but they do at the same time, and this is getting far too philosophical for me at this point. But if they don't exist, but they do, like
they're in a halfway state.
They're sort of...
Purgatory.
Purgatory, yeah, but that's sort of more religious, and I don't think DJ would want to bring religion into the books. Because more than he already has, I mean, people were already accusing him of taking the word Hala from Allah,
Well, there's nothing wrong with stable cult references, but...
Yeah, but this is a big thing. If the travelers are going into purgatory when they die, then that implies that DJ's...
Well, I'm just saying that it sounds like it's a state in between.
But yeah. I've noticed DJ's been very careful not to reference Christianity or any other religion because they don't celebrate Christmas. He never says anything about Christmas. There's never...
Yeah,
I mean,
the only holiday type thing is Bobby's birthday.
Yeah, like, I
even
mean, they never...
he just says, oh, it's my birthday.
Yeah, he's... And I don't think that's really a religious thing, to have your birthday.
Oh, not at all. Just a...
Yeah. Well, actually, I met a girl once that didn't celebrate her birthday. But anyway. She didn't know how old she was, even though she was the same age as me. But, you know...
When did you meet this person?
Did you go to her school?
When?
In, like, grade 2. The Barney girl. I like Barney a lot.
I don't remember this.
You don't remember her?
No.
Anyway, on, back to the King of Hala thing, I forgot to pull up the King of Hala thread on Halastec. Let's go to that right now. Oh. King of Hala.
I see it.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Is the King of the Territories the lead traveler, the one Gunny thought about? Ooh, Gunny... Was that in the Neverwar that Gunny said? Well, obviously, that was the only Gunny book that Gunny had a big part in.
Well, he was in Neverwar, anyway.
He was in Blackwater for a short time, I guess. And
in he was in
the reality bug for, like, 2 chapters.
He was in, like, a jump. Anyway.
No, it was start when he went to Elon.
Oh, that
because
St.
Dane showed
jump.
Up, and then he left to go to Elon.
Yeah, he was also on a jump.
Yeah, I think so.
He was in, like, a... Anyway.
I say I'm a lot, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You stutter to him.
I do. I do.
You ramble. Anyway.
I tend to
ramble. What
were
you trying to say before I cut you off?
Something with...
King of Hala.
Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was what Gunny said.
Yeah, Gunny did imply once that he thought there was a greater deity, which would also be implying religion, because most religions, other than, like, atheism...
First there was nothing, then it exploded.
Don't make fun of atheism. You can't make fun of religions.
I'm not making fun of religions.
Well, I guess technically atheism isn't a religion, but you can't do that.
It's mean.
And the atheists are all going to email us. Somebody else can check the email this week.
We could edit it out.
Yeah, no we can't. Yeah. And also with...
I like the random long pauses.
And also with St. Dane saying that Hala is only the beginning, meaning he serves a higher... He probably serves... He seems like he's serving a higher purpose, which could be press. Maybe...
I think he made a promise to somebody a long time ago or something like
maybe
that.
St. Dane... Maybe St. Dane Quilling Press was a cover.
What if Press is the bad guy?
That's what I'm talking about. Maybe St. Dane Quilling Press was a cover-up for the fact that St. Dane is actually answering to Press, that Press is...
I mean, like, what if St. Dane's the good guy and Press had it all backwards?
Yeah, but this...
Yeah.
We talked about that last week, but thinking about... And you weren't there for it. But thinking about this, what if... If Press and St. Dane... Like, say Press could be back there orchestrating everything, pulling all the strings, and making St. Dane do things, and making Bobby do things, and basically putting them together for a perfect way so he can take over Hala for himself. What if St. Dane is the toy, and Press is the... And St. Dane killing Press and doing all these things is just a cover, so Press can do what he wants and not seem like the bad guy. Because
Well, if he was the bad guy all along, why would he try to save two territories and get Bobby to save the rest?
That's the thing. That's an idea behind a fan fiction that I wrote once, and possibly am still writing, which means this might just have spoiled my fanfic. But the everything in Hela, the territories were supposed to... Some of them were supposed to crumble, and some of them weren't supposed to. And the ones that were, did. And the ones that weren't, didn't. And there's these other ones. And anyway, there's these other ones in my fanfiction that didn't go the right way. And Bobby has to make them go the right way for Hela to end. And that's what Press wants to happen, is he wants Hela to end. Which sort of follows the Hela timeline theory, in that the 10 territories are in order. And I mean, what happens after the last territory? It ends. It's the end of the world. It's the end of the universe. It's the end of Hela. Which is what Press is maybe pushing for with the Convergence. Because if Hela ends, then only the last territory is going to end, and the rest of everything is going to keep going. So the Convergence, what if Press is trying to put them all together by getting rid of them in specific orders, putting them all together, and then when this one territory, say Zadaa was at the end, when Zadaa ends, because it's converged with the rest of the territories, everything's going to end. You look really stupid with that pen on your head.
It's my crown of the ancients. The pen's a key.
You know what? I can sit here for like 10 minutes and talk about Press intelligently, and then look over at Ralph and feel like a complete idiot.
I have that effect on people. You really hate me right now, don't you?
Quite a bit. If you value your position on Halister, I'd take that pen off your head right now.
Well, I'll pack my bags and see ya.
Oh, yeah. Darn. That's like, what, 2 times that I've threatened to fire for Ralph?
Yeah. Do you think that Bobby will see Press again before he, like, dies?
No.
Why not?
Because as much as I...
Would visions count as seeing Press again? Like, what
yeah.
if he has
look,
a dream?
Look, I see Press's face on the wall. Oh, I've seen Press again
no,
before
like,
I
die.
No,
like, what if he has a dream where it's, like, all white and, like, he's just standing there with no one but Press and it's just like, what do I do? What do I do?
And that would be an obscure Harry Potter reference and...
Would it?
Yeah. Because Harry Potter sees... Harry sees... Did we just reference Harry Potter again? Oh,
I didn't read much of the last book.
Welcome to episode 8 of Pottercast.
No, but, like... Like, I don't know. I'm referencing something else, I think. Yeah, anyway.
Purgatory. That car commercial where the guy comes in and... What's 100 days of grace mean? It means you don't have to pay for 100 days.
So it's just like a blank room. They've done it in more things than Harry Potter. And it's just like a blank room.
Yeah, yeah.
And he stands there with Press, and that's kind of what inspires him to go leave Ivara. I don't know.
It's
and the pen just came off my head.
Oh no.
Unformed as a crayon.
It's like in...
I like how we can go from intellectual to idiot in 5 seconds.
It's like in... I don't know, it's not really the same thing. But it's like in the myth of Achilles when... I know, I'm referencing English class now. Stop!
What am I doing?
You're like ripping paper or something.
I'm not touching anything.
It's like in the myth of Achilles when they take... Briseis away, and then he's all sad and stuff, which could mean maybe like Courtney's gonna die or something, and Bobby's gonna be all sad, and then he'll see a vision, sort of like, and see Press dead, and be like, oh, Press is dead, I have to fight for Press, sort of like Achilles did with Patroclus in the myth, and then Bobby's gonna get all happy and stuff and get up and fight and kill St. Dane or whatever. Maybe he has to kill Press because Press is actually evil. But if Press is actually evil,
Earth?
Is he from Second
oh.
Earth? Oh yeah, that's
well,
our last question.
I'm just going down the list of stuff.
Yeah.
I thought you were done.
Is he from Second Earth? No.
Is
absolutely
St.
not.
Dane from Second Earth instead of
yes.
Press, and Press is from
I don't think either of them are from Second Earth.
Somewhere else land.
I don't think either of them are from Second Earth.
Well, then he was the penultimate traveler for
I think
Second
St.
Earth.
Dane's from, like...
I think it's Walt Disney.
Yeah, Walt Disney, okay.
Or
you
FDR.
Go with that. FDR? No, Hillary Clinton kids.
Shut up.
Well, Hillary Clinton has a chance of winning that election. I'm sorry, politics.
I still say it's time to Barack and roll.
Yeah.
I love it how
actually,
we know
we
a lot
had...
about Canadian or about
American politics, and we know nothing about Canadian politics from a Canadian.
It's like them, with them, though, it's they know everything about their own politics, nothing about us.
That's because Canadian politics are boring, and we have women going around and telling us. We had this presentation from...
Women running, huh?
What? No, I'm just saying this woman. We had this presentation from this woman, the leader of the Green Party of Canada, the other day, and she's
I
like...
I Green Party.
What?
Well, if I could vote, I'd vote Green Party.
Yeah,
anyway.
she told us straight out that she wants to legalize marijuana.
Well, her reasoning behind it was so that the cops would just not have to bother with that and focus
anyway,
on actual things.
Yeah, I don't agree. Well, I'm not going to voice my opinion right now because I don't know a lot about politics, but this woman's crazy.
You're crazy.
And if you know who the leader of the Green Party of Canada is, send us an email and you won't get a shout-out or anything, but you'll get a nice little kudos from us from an email because we don't want to say your name on the show. Because if you know who the Green Party leader, who the leader of the Green Party of Canada is...
Oh, Quill Games question this week.
Yeah, who is the Green Party leader of Canada? Does the states have a Green Party?
No. They just have two. We have, like, four. Five.
Five?
Yeah.
Try, like, 20.
No, we have NDP.
No, there's a bunch of independent parties that don't.
Yeah, they don't count.
Like, Bloc Québécois.
I counted that in my total as five.
There's, like, Liberal...
Bloc Québécois, they're separatists. They want Quebec to become not...
Liberal, Conservative, NDP, Green, Marijuana Party.
Well, I don't really think that's around anymore.
Bloc Québécois. I wonder if they're allowed to be around.
I see them all with, like, scraggy beards and hemp hats on. Like, yeah, man, vote us. Anyway... We should get back on topic.
Their pupils are always dilated, of course.
We should
this is going to be on a PG-13 rating.
We should get back on topic.
Yeah, we should. Is he from Second Earth? Absolutely not.
I think he is.
You do?
I think it's just Second Earth is designated as the lead traveler territory.
It's because we're special, because we're from Second Earth.
Yeah, no bias.
And if any of you out there are from Velox and you're upset because of this, you can send us an email at outcast@gmail.com. If I get a single email saying I'm from Velox and I'm upset about this,
no,
I'm yelling
at you.
From
Quillen. They can't really email us. Quillen has no Wi-Fi.
Shut up. I will get around to writing that again. And if you don't understand this obscure reference, email us at outcast@gmail.com.
I still want to go to McDonald's, go to the ball pit, and scream Quillen.
You know to work. We don't have a ball pit at our McDonald's. Our McDonald's sucks.
There's rules for the ball pit, but there's no ball pit.
I mean, the McDonald's is awful. We have a couch, though, in a fireplace.
Yeah, I like to lay down on the couch and sleep.
Fine dining at McDonald's. We have gone so far...
I steal the two leather chairs that are there, put them in the back, and make a table out of that.
We have gone so far off topic right now.
Yeah, I know.
We really better get out of here before the angry emails come in. By the way, if you have an angry email, you can send it to outcast@gmail.com.
It's worse than your milk in a bag.
You had to bring that
seconds.
Up. See, now I'm bringing it up again. And if you'd like milk in a bag, you can email us at...
I'm going to stab you.
With the pen?
No, but the key.
It's a pen.
It's a key.
It's a pen.
It's a key to an ancient civilization.
Okay, why don't you go try to unlock that door over there while I close the segment. Okay, goodbye. See ya. Okay. Anyway, guys, that was this week's Circle of Clee segment. Next week on Circle of Clee, we'll be talking about politics. I mean, he's actually doing it. What are we talking about next week?
References to other media? I don't know. It's really on my mind right now. You know, with, like, Lucid Dreams? And then, like, with Planet of the Apes and Elon, how they're, like...
Oh, okay,
the
okay, wait.
Thing.
Next week, instead of doing a theory Circle of Clee sort of thing, why don't we discuss Lifelight? How it works, what it does, if it's possible in reality. If you
well,
have
if
any...
If you can master Lucid Dreams, then yes, it is possible in reality.
Yeah. For Alf over there with the scientific talk. And if you have any ideas on Lifelight and how it works and all that stuff, then you can send us an email at halicast@gmail.com. And I know that's just one more shameless plug. Also, if you would like to be a guest host on next week's Circle of Clee segment, feel free to send us an email at halicast@gmail.com. You must have a way of recording yourself and saving that recording file as an MP3 or WMA. And also Skype so you can talk to us. I'm not going to use MSN Messenger anymore because... I use my own personal MSN, and I don't want to give that out to random people.
Well, then how about we use your Vehicle LeBurge one?
Okay, that works. Well, if you have Skype or MSN Messenger, a method of recording yourself and saving it as MP3 or WMA, send us an email at halicast@gmail.com, and you might be a guest host on the show. Anyway, that's it for this week's extremely long and extremely off-topic Circle of Clee. We actually did get something done, though.
Wow, it's like 25 minutes.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Anyway, thanks for listening to this Circle of Clee, and we'll move on with the special feature. It's time for a Halicast special feature. Listen in to find out what's up this week. This is the special feature for episode 8, and as I'm sure you know, special feature is when we discuss something that we wouldn't normally discuss, and there's really nowhere else to put it in the segment, so in the show, and no other segments. So this week, we are discussing the graphic novels.
The whole idea makes me facepalm.
As any of you out there know, the graphic novels are being released simultaneously with Raven Rise. The Merchant of Death, well, one graphic novel, The Merchant of Death. Obviously, it's been, it was the original story written by G.J. McHale, has been adapted by Carlos Speed McNeil, who I've seen some of her work. It's pretty good, but it's an extremely controversial topic in the Pendragon universe.
I actually looked her up. She does good on, she has a whole series of graphic novels, so she has experience at least.
She's incredible. I mean, I've seen her artwork. And I actually, her pictures of Bobby, some of the younger ones, she doesn't draw kids very well. And, there's a thread on Halastare about that. I reference Halastare for everything. It's a shameless plug, www.halastare.ca.gscoff. There's actually been some activity on this board right now. The graphic novel. Carlos Speed McNeil, did these pictures of Bobby. Her original pictures of Lore sort of turned me off of the graphic novel idea because it wasn't great. I think this, yeah, there, she just seems, Lore is
too manlike.
Yeah, too, she reminds me of who was it, Alicia from Survivor a couple seasons ago, the way she was drawn, and I don't think that's not how I pictured Lore at all. Lore was supposed to be,
did you just call that girl like manlike?
No, the way the picture's drawn is like, it looks like Alicia from Survivor because she had the braid and the muscularness and stuff. But
I don't watch Survivor.
Anyway. You need to. Everyone needs to watch Survivor. And the bottom picture looks like, I don't know. But, I mean, I always pictured Laura sort of like a Native American looking. With that sort of, she had dark skin, but not extremely dark.
Yeah.
That's how I saw Lore, at least. Yeah, Carlos Speed McNeil said about Lore, I watched Million Dollar Baby 3 times drawing her, and, that would explain it. She looks just like the girl from Million Dollar Baby. What's her name? I can't remember. The actress from Million Dollar Baby, I don't remember what her name
is. No, this is talking about who she modeled it after, boxer who plays the villain.
The real-life boxer who plays the villain. Oh.
Lucia.
Lucia Ridge-Kerr. I'm sorry. I just slaughtered somebody's name out there.
I think you were thinking of Hilary Swank. But
her. Hilary Swank, right. That's who she looks like, sort of. Did I just say someone else looks like a man? I'm sorry.
It's not... if you've watched the Celebrity Jeopardy on Saturday Night Live, kind of make reference to that too, but it's like, I'm gonna know you now.
And the Bobby, wait, DJ uses WordPress. Anyway,
no, this is, never mind. Anyway,
the Bobby picture, the Bobby pictures,
he looks really like depressed.
Little kid Bobby looks like little kid Bobby looks
cut,
like
cut,
the
cut, 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 cut.
Little kid Bobby looks like the annoying little brat that sits at the grocery store and yells at you when you walk by because he thinks he's cool, but he's really not. Just the stereotypical little kid, right? Older
the
Bobby looks way too overdone and way too stereotypical. We can even do the bad teenage mustache later on. Yeah, I'm a teenager. I'm a male teenager, and well, okay, maybe I do.
You
but that's because
really
I haven't shaved, but in a while. But it's, come on. You don't have to put that in there. I'm guessing 50% of DJ's readers are teenage guys who really don't want to read about that. Anyway, and, She does a good job. I think her best job is sort of like the middle, Bobby. It's top middle is the most. Because side, middle right looks too old, and top left looks too young. Because Bobby's supposed to be 14 in the first book, and when I was, well, when I was 14, I didn't look like that. So, and, yeah, I didn't look that young. I don't think anybody looked that young when they were 14. But yeah, top middle, I think, is probably her best sketch of Bobby. And, so what are your thoughts on the graphic novel, Ralph?
I haven't looked too far into it. Well, I did research on Carlos Speed McNeil for HaloWiki page. I didn't do too good. Anyway, I don't know. I don't like her drawing style too much myself.
Yeah.
I don't know. You look it up on Google. She has a website for her graphic novel.
DJ, I guess, suggested that she model Bobby after Leonardo DiCaprio, and I think that is just the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I hate Leonardo DiCaprio. I've never even seen Titanic, and I hate Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, he wasn't just in Titanic.
Yeah, but that's his most famous movie, I think.
Yeah.
I cannot stand Leonardo DiCaprio. Oh, some people. Him and, who's the other one? Zac Efron. If we get sued, it's your fault.
I want to punch him in the face.
If we get sued, again, it's
him
your
and
fault.
That guy on Flight 29 Down.
Flight 29 Down.
Corbin Blue.
Flight 29 Down is also written by DJ McHale.
I know, I just hate Corbin Blue. My sister was watching the show.
I've actually never seen Flight 29 Down, so...
I had to babysit my sister, and she loves the show, so...
I don't believe you. You were probably watching it.
Yes, that... No.
Who cares? It's a TV show!
Yeah, I know. I still don't watch it.
Okay, we're going off topic again.
You can cut that out. I'm not a fan.
And the cover of The Merchant of Death, though. A lot of people were mad about that, because it's really, really... unprofessional looking. I mean,
yeah,
as far as covers go, if you take a look at it, it's like get on here on HaloWiki. Merchant of Death. Alright, that takes me to the regular book.
Yeah, there's a link in
the
top
graphic novel. There you go. Yeah, it just looks like
that's what
is that the flume
looks like. Her drawing story, her drawing style.
Is that supposed to be the flume in the background? That's disappointing. I just noticed that.
Well, I don't know. Click on it and get the bigger picture.
Yeah, that's the flume. Because you can see... The flume does not have a bunch of tiny little rocks.
I don't know. They described a cave, so...
Yeah, but it's not a bunch of tiny little rocks. It's supposed to be like...
Some people draw caves like that.
Yeah, but it's like all round and stuff. It's supposed to be like a cave, a tunnel. A
tunnel. Or they're round, you know?
But I always picture it as being like stalactites and stalagmites and stuff, and it's really...
I just thought of it as like an open cave in the mountains.
Really craggy and stuff. I worry.
I don't know, maybe that's the inside the door. Do you think of that?
Now that I'm realizing that's the flume, I'm really kind of iffy with this.
Is it the flume? Is it just a random background?
I'm pretty sure that's the flume. There are rocks, and there's a light coming out of it. So, and there aren't many rocks with lights coming out of them that are at the flume. I mean, wait, maybe it's the attack mines.
Sure. I thought that was not really dark.
Yeah, okay, well, it's not the attack mines, never mind. I just hope it's not the flume. It could be, like, the Malego Village for all I care.
It looks
as long
still,
as
like, beefy for Bobby.
Yeah, in the other picture, he looks too young for 14. In this picture, he looks too old for 14. Make up your mind. I know, I mean, I need some help, and I'm indecisive, but he just looks too old. Too old. I don't know. I don't know. Put it back. Sorry, guys, we're having Ralph issues.
Ralph issues.
We have Ralph issues a lot on the show.
We have VL issues a lot.
When have we ever had a single VL issue?
All the time.
Just because you have problems with... I'm sorry. I can't do this. Okay.
I can't take anything seriously, sorry.
Anyway, thanks.
I'm still playing with the key.
It's a pen. I'm done. No more special feature. Thank you guys for listening to the special feature segment this week. And next time we have a special feature, I have no idea when it's going to be. We actually
on Raven Rise, probably.
Probably. We actually have a pretty sweet special feature idea concocted that Ralph and I know about. Nobody else knows about it. We're not saying a word. And
it's
very...
The secret code is... Frozen Donkey Wheel.
What?
That's the secret code for the...
Okay.
Last scenes in Lost. They always give what the code word is, and this year it's Frozen Donkey Wheel.
Okay. Whenever we mention Frozen Donkey Wheel, remember, there's a very good Circle of Klee, or Circle of Klee, special feature coming up. This actually is a pretty cool Circle of Klee idea, and,
special feature
idea. And,
Say it with me. Special.
Circle.
Special.
Circle. Special.
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 Feature.
Of Klee.
Ugh.
Facepalm. Anyway, yeah, this is a pretty sweet idea. If this all works out, it's gonna be great. We've been planning this for a while, and I'm not saying a word as to what it is. You guys can sort of talk amongst yourselves.
Frozen Donkey Wheel is no actual hint towards it.
Just a disclaimer. But anytime we mention Frozen Donkey Wheel, just,
we'll play, like, sounds from Antarctica with the donkey... sound.
What sounds do donkeys make?
Yeehaw.
It's a beautiful sound.
It's like have a wheel going in the background and the Antarctica is like,
y'all squeaky.
Have a donkey pop up. Yeehaw.
This is going
that for the video.
This is going so far off the deep end. I'm sorry. Anyway, thanks for listening to the special feature. We'll move on to the wrap up. It's time for the Quilling Games, Halcast's weekly Pendragon quiz. Listen closely for the question, then post your answer on www.halastair.ca.gs. And we're back with the Quilling Games, and for the first time in 2 weeks, I'm not alone because...
I'm back! I'm Fralf, and I'm back.
That's right. Hey, Fralf, you're back. No, I'm just kidding. The real Fralf is back again. It's Fralftastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we're here with the Quilling Games. It's the first two-person Quilling Game in 2 weeks since the live Quilling Game with Ruler and stuff.
Yeah.
So, anyway, as usual, if you want to get in on the Quilling Games, then you can go to www.halastair.ca.gs and post your answer in the Quilling Games board. Well, we'll have a thread called Quilling Games number 8, and you can post your answer in there. It's under the Quilling Games board under the Halicast forum, which is under the Halinet section, which is on Halastair. So, what was last week's question on the Quilling Games, Ralph?
I don't know. I wasn't here.
Why don't you just read it on the screen like it says right there?
Okay. Last week's question. On what exact date was Max Rose supposed to die in a car accident in the Neverwar?
On what exact date was Max Rose supposed to die in a car accident in the Neverwar? And the answer, which was given by Patrick, my homie, a Halastair user, was May 6th, 1937, at 6:50 p.m. And Ralph was dying over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still kind of sick from the last little while.
Oh,
but
I've been sick for the past month.
But he's finally recording with us because he's that dedicated to the show. Anyway, congratulations to Patrick is my homie for winning that. You'll have your shout-out at the end of the show, which we forgot to do last week, and we will do our shout-outs this week.
You're so forgetful without me.
I am. Well, it's hard, because it was just...
This pen is like a bullet.
Welcome to my life.
This big pen that's like a bullet.
It glows, too, if you press the button on it. Anyway.
Is that glowing?
Yeah, because the batteries are dead.
Anyway.
We need another question for this week. So what is this week's question?
The question this week is, who is Alder's acolyte?
Who is Alder's acolyte? And if you think you know the answer to that, and remember again, we want exact answers, because last week someone answered May 6th, 1937, but they didn't give the right time. And then Patrick is my homie, got it right. So you have to have exact answers. If it's not right on, if it's not specific, if it's not other stuff, then it's wrong. And we won't count it, and we'll laugh at you and make fun of you and throw stuff at you. Except we won't. But
you're mumbling again. Rambling.
Well, yeah, whatever. Rambling, bumbling, boombling.
You did that a lot last week.
Anyway, and if you want to get in on the Quilling Games, post in the Quilling Games number 8 thread on Halastair under the Quilling Games board, and which is under the Halicast subform, which is under the Halicast, the Halinet section on Halastair. See, it's, I'm getting used to this now. Like, take the pen off.
No, it's a necklace.
The things Ralph gets into here.
I just like taking through your computer desk.
You do, don't you? Anyway, that's it for this week's Quillin' Games, and let's push on. And it's the end of...
Oh, whoa, we're recording.
Halicast number 8. Untitled, because I haven't given it a name yet.
I still say it should, I think it should be the mystical key of mysticalness.
I think I would rather name it the dead cat of evil bagpipes from Bangladesh than that.
Bangladesh.
Because that would be more relevant than the evil pen of whatever.
Well, no, that would be not relevant at all. You see, I was talking about the key the whole time. It's the key to the
universe. Yeah, and that ruined our show.
Yeah, you ruined our show.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you're supposed to say no you, and then I'm supposed to say no you, and we're supposed to go on for 5 minutes like, no you, no you, no you, no you.
Would you like to check the email this week?
Yeah.
All right, I'll give you free reign over it.
No you.
I think I need a life. Anyway, stop. Anyway, some minor announcements. Our old Halicast blog that we tried but didn't really work out, we've turned into our news blog. You can check that out at halicast.wordpress.com. And obviously, all the shows will be posted on our normal website, halicast.podomatic.com. But halicast.wordpress.com is the place that you can go to for all our news and stuff. Because we got tired of posting it on Halistar, because that clutters up that board quite a lot. Stop.
What am I doing?
Never mind. Also, as I said in the intro, our new voicemail number you can check out at 1-206-202-1305.
You said that wrong.
No, it's 1-206-202. No, I have it typed up there wrong.
Oh.
1-206-202-1305. And you can call us up, leave a voicemail. Leave a voicemail. It's kind of weird. From now on, we're not going to be doing the traveler's journals in that you send your traveler's journals to us through email. Instead, we're going to do voicemails. And if you have a traveler's journal...
Why don't you let them do the traveler's journals through sending them?
Because it's much easier for both of us this way. Yeah, you don't have to download anything. You just pick up your phone and dial... 1-206-202-1305 and hit talk... And then go in
until VL's voice comes on.
And wait till VL's voice comes on.
We should just make it play. Never gonna give you up.
Rickroll. Do you have any idea how many times? Oh, it's ringing. Hey, you've reached Halicast voicemail line. And then the other guy talks. And you leave your voicemail. Hi, this is VL testing out the Halicast voicemail. Da-da-da-da-da.
You're an idiot.
And then it sends me a nice little audio clip of my voice, and I can put it on the show, but I'm not going to. I was just doing that to demonstrate it. And I don't know why, because I just wasted some money on my phone bill. But yeah, I actually... Do you have any idea how many times I've been Rickrolled this week? Every single YouTube link.
I haven't sent you any, so it must have been somebody else.
Cool.
Shadow.
Shadow?
That's what he went by when he was on our forum for a bit.
I thought it was Zero.
No, he's Zero on this one, and he's yeah. Shadow on the last one.
Cole is unknown to me. I understand it. He's a different one.
It was during the New Year's plot. He was on there as Shadow when I kept banning him.
And you were never Winter.
Never. Winter, as he likes to call me.
That was such a bad New Year's plot. Oh, the St. Dane plot, for those of you who weren't there. St. Dane took over Halistar for a couple days.
I was locked in the closet. No. Inappropriate comments, please.
You knew they were coming.
No comments about me walking out of the closet.
Okay, Ralph. Wow.
You'll get Ganon banned. What? They'll get Ganon banned from the forum if they say anything about it.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that means, but we'll go with it.
You're the one that explained it to me.
Okay. I was then.
I love this pen.
Yeah, the Saint Dane plot.
Key.
The Saint Dane plot was really stupid. In case any of you guys were there, it wasn't nearly as good as the VL's not dead plot, which
the VL is dead plot, but whatever. The VL is not.
Same thing.
There's a big difference.
Actually, that's
either you're dead or not dead.
That Saint Dane plot, I was up to like 3 in the morning doing it with Cole at my house. Cole was sitting there on my other
computer. Why was he here and not me?
Because I kicked you out.
Yeah.
Because you beat me in Mario Party.
No, there was different reasons than that.
Why did I kick you out?
Oh, because you put me on the crap computer, and
then
you weren't using the laptop, so I thought that was ridiculous. And then like you took the Wii from Cole, so you were on like the laptop and the Wii at the same time. And then I said ridiculous, and then you kicked me out.
That was fun.
Not at all. I had to walk home.
It was snowing too.
Yeah, I could have died. I hope you know. What if I got pneumonia? How would you feel then?
Probably not very bad. And after today's episode, even better.
There would be no Holocaust at all if I had died.
I'd find another host.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad to know I'm so expendable.
Anyway, but being Rickrolled, in case you guys don't know what it is, I mean, if you go to a YouTube link and it's a one-of-a-kind thing, I mean...
And now, cue to Rick Astley.
Yeah, no. It's one of those internet memes that I don't understand, so...
You're an internet meme that I don't understand. That's right, I can do that too.
Okay. Anyways, I think we're rolling on here. We got some outtakes this week, we got some shoutouts this week, we got some great stuff after this week. So,
No, we got some great stuff after this week. It just sounded weird to me. I will shoot you with this Azuka.
Those things are so great. Someday we have to do a video cast. Oh, good job. Someday we have to do a video cast.
I've been stuck in your laundry hamper. Darn you, wicker baskets. Darn you.
Give me the Airzuka.
Get it out.
Give me the stupid.
Okay, anyway, we should just do our shoutouts right now while I try to get this out.
Okay. This week's shoutouts need to go out to Patrick is my homie for winning the Quillen Games. That's it. Patrick is my homie for winning the Quillen Games. Congratulations. You did great.
We should do a shout-out to the ancients that gave me this key.
Yes, okay. Here's a nice shout-out to our friends the ancients. Thank you for giving Frelf that key and screwing up our show. Sometime, I swear, we have to do a video.
Yeah, after this, I gotta go unlock the secrets of the universe with it. You know, the answer is 42.
Yep. Someday we have to do a video cast, and like you guys can see, we'd put like Tom Bergeron's face over our face, because that's what they do. Anyway,
no, I'd definitely be Bob Saget.
You can be Bob Saget first. You can be Bob Saget. All right. I was watching the Old American. Anyway, I'm sorry. we've gone so off topic this week. It's not even funny. But,
because Frelf's back.
Yeah. Yes. It's because Frelf's back. I might have to do it alone next week. Frelf might be sitting at the bottom of the river with concrete blocks attached to his feet.
What?
Nothing. Thanks for listening this week, guys. This has been Holocast Episode 8 for the week of April 20th, 2008. Thank you for listening, and this is VL signing off.
And this is from...
We are very proud to introduce a new co-host for Holocast this week.
I'm Mr. Bucket.
What?
All he can say is, I'm Mr. Bucket.
Oh, okay.
I'm Mr. Bucket.
Are we stalling for time again?
Yeah.
I think so. We better shut this off now.
I'm Mr. Bucket.
I'm Mr. Bucket. And we're back with the Quillen Games. And, for the first time in 2 weeks, I'm not here alone. Who's that here with me? Talk! You just screwed up the whole segment, you know that?
I know.
That? You just... Okay, cut that.
This pen reminds me of that episode of South Park with the World of Warcraft, and he's wearing, like, the little USB drive, and he thinks it's all magical and stuff, like, ho-ho. Yeah, I can't put my voice high.
Except it's a pen.
Yeah, but it's, like, it was just a USB drive with some code on it, and they thought it was all mystical and mad, so...
You watch too much TV, you know?
Yeah,
that?
I do.
Yeah, I do. I do, too.
I honestly feel like I should be chanting in some ancient language right now.
Yeah. Well, this is dragging on far too long, and I'm going to need to edit this out.
Oh, good job.
Good job.
What? No, keep it in.
Why would I keep this in?
Because it's fun.
It's not funny at all.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's really not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Let there be light!
I just slammed it into the desk.
Just been Rickrolled.